Blog Talk Radio.
Grizzly's Growls presents The IDSL, the show that tries to play every tune by every Minnesota artist on GarageBand.com, if they let me, and if it doesn't suck. Now, here's your host, Grizzly Smith. Yes, that's me. Hello again, folks. It is July 16, 2009, and once again, this is the IDSL, and I am your host, Grizzly Smith, and I'm a little pissed off right now because it just took me about 10 tries to just get logged into this stupid, busted-ass system that they've got here. But enough for sharing. Let's get started on this music I'm supposed to play. Let's see what we got first. I'm in a bad mood now. I was in a good mood until I started having to use the broken... Never mind. Anyway, the first tune I have up here is a little tune called Ballerina from Moneypenny out of Minneapolis, Minnesota, playing what they call pop rock. Moneypenny was formed in late 1997. In the midst of Minneapolis's raging alcoholic club scene, Renee had seen Matt and Pete open for the Ocean Blue with their former band Girl Friday and declared that she would someday be their vocalist, despite the fact she wasn't a singer. Pete and Matt finally met Renee 2 years later in the local Anglophile crowd, and the nucleus of Moneypenny was formed. Carl is the most recent addition to Moneypenny, having firmly established himself as a powerhouse drummer with local Minneapolis popsters, the Harlows. Band includes Carl Jake Geisler on drums, Renee C. Ferner on lead vocals, Matt Smith on bass, and Pete Fergus lead guitar. And the tune is called Ballerina. First song of their new album, recorded by Brian Hanna and Jason Orris at the Terrarium, Minneapolis, Minnesota, produced by Brian Hanna. Ballerina from Moneypenny. Ballerina from Moneypenny. Sort of a 60s feel to that, I thought. A little reminiscent of the Bangles. Just saying, maybe it's just me. Anyway, moving right along. I don't feel like running out of time this time. And I'm a little stressed right now. Next one up we have is something called Baptized on New Year's Eve from Kearns and the Hemispheres. Kearns and Hemispheres are out of Minneapolis, Minnesota. Their music is modern rock or modern funk or blues and rock. Kearns and the Hemispheres' spicy and tasty tapas-style rock project is born out of a desire to have fun and from a burning need to give music listeners interesting and colorful music. Well, I would kind of hope that any musician would be hoping for those things. Nothing more enjoyable to a performing musician than being on stage playing music and having fun. Yeah. Loving and healthy embrace of the balance between creativity and structure is our goal. Well, anyway, they have a lot more stuff like that there. What else we got? Can't tell we're cranky. I'm cranky today, can I? Let's see. Baptized on New Year's Eve. Anytime is a good time to change your life. We prefer to do it with water on New Year's Eve. Well, let's see what this sounds like then. Baptized on New Year's Eve from Kearns and the Hemispheres.
Let it all
Old life on the farm's kind of laid back. Ain't nothing old country boy can't have. Anyway, that was Baptized on New Year's Eve by Kearns and the Hemispheres. And a nice beat to it, I guess. I don't know. Didn't love it, but it didn't suck. I will say that. Now, moving right along, we have, we have a tune called Barrow by a band you may have heard of called Confession of Faith. Yeah, that's them again. They are long gone, of course, but they have a lot of songs in here, and it just happens they have another one that came up in the order, the lineup here. Confession of Faith, Experimental Rock out of Minneapolis, Minnesota. Matt Cooper, Josh Inc, Joe McDonald, already talked about that. What's this Barrow thing about? Say anything? Not really. Industrial poetry, noise, melody, descriptive terms assigned to the tune. Noise. Well, that's something to look forward to. Well, I suppose we'll listen to some noise then. Barrow from Confession of Faith.
Now the whole sky, a vast flaming ceiling that pressed down inexorably. Norman had tried to pick up the gun, but the handle was too hot to touch. Now she knelt in the middle of the room and watched as the paint began to run down the canvases. Slow turbulence, a thick, sluggish color like the diminutive lava streams. After a moment, it burst into flames that licked up the canvases in jagged, hungry assault.
Dosing difference.
Barrow from Confession of Faith. That was pretty good. I probably like it a lot better if I wasn't so cranky already because of that stupid busted BTR login system. Anyway, while I'm thinking about it, I'm going to throw in this little promo thing. Played it yesterday, and I'm going to play it again today until this contest thing that Arlene Radesky is running is over. Just in case you might be interested, might get a free book out of it. You just never know. So let's listen to that, and then we'll go if you do the other two tunes here.
Hi, my name's Jack Hosley, and I'm here to tell you about a contest that Arlene Radowski is holding about her book, The Fox. She's looking for questions that can be used in a book club discussions, and she will put your name in a hat once she gets your question. So the winner will be drawn on Sunday, August 1st, 2009. Send them in to her at www.radowski.com. Click on the Contact Me button and send her your question. She will put your name into a hat, and on August 1st, 2009, which is a Sunday, she will pick a lucky winner for a signed copy of the book The Fox, to be sent anywhere in the world. So everybody is eligible to win this book. If you haven't listened to the book yet, you can go to patiobooks.com and listen to it there, and then form your question and send it off to Arlene Radowski.
So there's something you might take an interest in. I listened to a little bit of the book myself, and it's pretty good so far. Just saying. Now, moving right along. What was this? There was the music stuff I was supposed to do today, too. Let's see. I did Barrow, didn't I? From Confession of Faith. Okay, this next one, then. I have a little tune called Basic G, subtitled Strung Out, from Luke Danger and Nick Olies. It's actually, everything is actually played by Luke. Actually, it's listed here as Darger rather than Danger. I don't know what the difference is. Luke plays everything. Nick is the producer. Nick Harrison. Let's see. They're out of Minneapolis, Minnesota. Music is listed as experimental electronica. Okay. Indie, electronica, pop, that sort of thing. Does it tell me anything about this little tune here? Basic G. Well, no, not really. So let's see what it sounds like then. I suppose that's the main thing.
Come on, just for this song I quit. And all my boys from CAC, there's no more looking back, and it's time to move on. There's one more song. What did I do wrong to you? To you. And let me say, I'm joking, and I could see without who you are to me.
Basic G, or Strung Out, from Luke Danger and Nick Olize. Listed as pop rock or pseudo rock, whatever that means. Anyway, it must not have sucked or I wouldn't have played it. I'm just saying. Now, moving right along, let us get this last one out of the way here. We have a little tune called Basket Wicker from Auntie Anne. You might remember Auntie Anne. That's exactly the third of their songs I've played on the list. They had 1929, they had something called Anti-Nothing, which I played a while back, not too very long ago. And this basket wicker thingy, Auntie Anne is actually out of Duluth, Minnesota, my hometown. Members are listed as only as Joe Mackinaw, a cat. Okay. In Herbie We Trust, and what else does it tell us? Not much else. Basket Wicker is listed as power pop, if that helps you. So let's listen to that. Basket Wicker from Auntie Anne.
Fall on you.
Well, that was Basket Wicker from Auntie Anne, and I guess officially it didn't suck. The vocals on it, quite frankly, were about as annoying as they possibly could be. But like I say, technically, it must not have sucked or I wouldn't have played it. Anyway, sorry I've had such a cranky day today, folks, and taken all the fun out of the show. Taken all this fun out of it for me. I hope you've enjoyed it. Oh, well, some days it just goes like that, you know? Some days you eat the bear, and some days the bear eats you. IDSL, out. Thank you for listening to the IDSL. The It Doesn't Suck list is based on a search for tunes by Minnesota artists on GarageBand.com, sorted by the name of the song. We make no guarantees to play everything, just everything we can get away with. Theme music is 140 Times from Rock On, also an IDSL tune from earlier in the list. Comments are welcome at GrizzliesGrowls.com. This show is released under Creative Commons, Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivatives, 3.0 license. Thanks again, and talk at you later.